From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Snapchat makes spectacles every day. Now they're selling them. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Snapchat is probably the hottest thing in social media right about now. Coasting on that buzz, it now introduces us to a newfangled idea. Spectacles. These are techie-looking sunglasses of sorts. Spectacles will be the new line of sunglass-based recording devices for Snapchat. The device will be affordable, $130 at retail. With its built-in wireless video camera, you can basically hit record and go back and see a memory the way you experienced it, because it records videos from the human perspective. This comes as the company changes its name from Snapchat to Snap Inc., possibly hinting of new and better things to come in the future. Let's get the very latest. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Ko. Hi, Yori.
Hello.
This is different, although it is kind of reminiscent of Google Glass, but the Snapchat spectacles, as they're called, seem interesting. Can you first break it down for us? Can you walk us through what these spectacles can do and how they work?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at first glance, when you just look at the headlines, the first memory recall would be of Google Glass, glasses with a camera attached to it, recording things around you. But Snapchat is trying to position the product as something quite different. And it does seem a lot more pared down than what Google Glass had promised it would be, which was more of like a computer-mounted pair of glasses, which could record not just video and photos, but, they also had a grander ambition for it. Whereas Snapchat is, Evan Spiegel said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that he sees it more as a toy. You can only record 10 seconds at a time, up to 30 seconds total, and then you would transfer that footage into the Snapchat app, into the memory section, and everything that's been recorded would be deleted within a day. So it is very much in keeping with the disappearing nature, temporal element of Snapchat. And so it's more about capturing mini memories, mm-hmm. Little sparks during the day rather than chronicling your life and then saving it for the long haul.
I see. So it's sort of, I could see how they kind of simplified it. It doesn't seem as complex as Google Glass, and it does keep with the theme of what Snapchat is. So you kind of do see the difference there. It's interesting to look back and see what went down with Google Glass. People thought it was very elitist. Is Snapchat kind of using it as an example of what not to do?
I think they had the benefit of learning from Google Glass's mistakes. I mean, a huge difference is just the price point as well. This was marketed to sell for $1,500. They, released in drips and drabs to insiders, and then, branching out to another cohort of people who can afford $1,500 glasses.
Right.
Whereas Snapchat is going to come in at a much more affordable price range of $130. So that alone kind of tells you what kind of how they want to position the glasses. They want to go after the same people who use their app, which are these young millennials and teenagers.
Right, and it does seem to have the market on millennials, and that is ultimately who this is for, and does seem to be the reliable tech sphere to tap into at this point. One thing that's tricky, though, is entering into the hardware game. Let's talk about that, because the hardware business isn't easy. I wonder if Snapchat is ready for the risks of a new venture like this.
Exactly. I think they are, and the analysts I've spoken to said that they are smart in starting out small. So Snapchat did say that this will be released in limited quantities. So, in the beginning, that would suggest that they're just trying to iron out any potential kinks in the supply chain. Another, but on the downside is that without achieving scale, it's very hard to become competitive in the space because consumer electronics, as everyone knows, is a pretty low margin business. Only Apple and Samsungs of the world are able to boast double digit margins there. So they're going to have to be very smart in how they go about executing it. But Snapchat has a pretty good track record in trying new things and doing well. If you look at their Discover feature, I think a lot of people doubted how that would develop, but now it's one of the primary features of the app.
Another thing that comes into play as well, which is interesting, because you think of Snapchat, it's relatively new. I think it's about 5 years or so down the pike. You look at Amazon, Google, Facebook, they seem to have waited a lot longer before jumping into this hardware game. I wonder if, you know, is this the right step to take at this time?
Exactly. I mean, if you look at Snapchat's history, everything with them has been fast, and I think that's a reflection of the leadership there. Evan Spiegel is a young CEO. On top of that, you know, we're living in different times now. The trends, especially when it comes to mobile apps, moves very quickly. So, you know, you see some of these companies moving, rolling out features every other month. If you're not always innovating, you get left behind very quickly. So, you know, I think Twitter is a good example of that. They had some product snafus for a couple of years, and now they find themselves in a world of trouble. Instagram, they basically copied Snapchat. And, you know, I think people are always looking to see what these hot companies are going to do next, and they have to do a lot in order to stay on top.
We're going to pause for just a quick moment. Coming up, more with Yori Ko on what's next for Snapchat.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.
And we're back talking to Wall Street Journal reporter Yori Ko. So Yori, this comes right as Snapchat is actually changing its brand to Snap Inc. Now, this seems like maybe some sort of foreshadowing into the future. As it develops these offshoots, could this be a preview of how big of a player Snapchat could become? The momentum it's having is pretty noticeable. It seems like we can see this as a viable force for millennials in the tech sphere.
Mm-hmm, right. I mean, in a way, it reflects the ambitions that the company sees for itself, but it's also, in a way, clarifying how they've always seen themselves. So Evan Spiegel has, I think, if not chafed, but kind of argued that they're not just a messaging company. He's always seen Snapchat more as a camera company. He said that several times over the last few years. And I think this is his way of officially making that a part of the company's mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a very distinct move here, and it's very interesting to see how Snapchat will further evolve. Yori, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Yori Ko. Snapchat Spectacles will be available this fall, by the way. One size fits all in black, teal, or coral. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.